this is John Everett with Road America. Make sure to check out the Road America Grand Prix, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, live on Michigan Avenue, and the action is going to be live and up close as the Verizon New Car Series heads toward Elkhart Lakes. Road America, the guy with his hand on the pulse of everything going on as the communications director up there, John Everett. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about it a little bit. We've talked to some of the different drivers. The ones that have experienced it, know it, and enjoy it is one of their favorite tracks, kind of a unique facility in the world of racing, specifically in IndyCar as well. And not only, of course, this big race weekend, people are going to get up there, see it, and enjoy it, but you've got stuff going on all year round.
Yeah, we do. Road America actually has almost 500 events a year. A lot of people don't really realize how busy we are, but we cram in quite a bit. Motorcycle schools, driving schools, zip line activities, corporate events, go-karting, all kinds of things going on at Road America. Lots of different facilities that can be used at one time. So that's how we do it all. A lot of people know us for some of the larger races that we have, but we can have a couple motorcycle schools and a corporate event going on right in the middle of a major event weekend, or even on other weekends when we have lots of club events going on. So it's a very spectacular facility.
You're not kidding, because even like, oh, so Graham Rahal had mentioned, you know, as much as everybody's going to be kind of glued to the action on the track, so you guys like zip lining and frisbee golf. I mean, he mentioned all of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. We've just installed an 18-hole disc golf course, which is really impressive. It winds throughout the facility. Fans can go zip lining. It's a dual zip line, so you can race family and friends. Family and friends can go over to the karting complex and actually race go-karts. And our go-karting facility, the SeaTech Motorplex, is inside the racetrack. So what's really cool is while you're racing family and friends, you see IndyCars going around the racetrack on the outside. Wow. So that's always kind of fun for people to see. And we're probably one of the most affordable options for family entertainment there is in the five-state area, because kids 16 and under get in free with a paying adult.
Wow.
So mom and dad can actually bring their kids to the race, probably get in and have a really good time for less than what it would cost to go to, you know, a fair or a movie or even a major sporting event. So that's one of the great things about Road America that we really enjoy. And everybody moves around the facility. You're not dedicated to a seat, so you can watch in different locations and really enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, see, and that's what you're thinking too. So even those families that maybe watch racing or like racing on television haven't necessarily gotten out to see it live and in person. You know, Road America is one of those great places to check out, because of what you just said, you know, the ability to kind of move around, change your vantage point, which makes it, I think, exciting, especially for the kids, and just the proximity to the cars. I mean, you're right there in the action.
Yeah, you know, every ticket is essentially a pit pass. You can come right up into the paddock and see what's going on, and also, you know, check out some of the vendor displays and a lot of other the sponsor things that are going on. We have family fun zones for the kids as well, 14 concession stands, and we actually have people that move around the facility, and you know, they'll try an ice cream sandwich at one stand and then roasted corn on the cob at another stand, maybe grab a Johnsonville brat. And one of my favorite quotes from one of the IndyCar drivers, he was driving around the track during practice, and he said, I could smell the brats cooking over at one of those concession stands, and it was distracting me so much that I messed up my lap time there. And that's just one of the great things about Road America, is that the people and the experience and the green grass and the trees and the rolling hillside and so many different things to do aside from just watching the racing action.
Oh, I was going to say, unfair advantage for those of us who've built up a tolerance to the Johnsonville brat. It doesn't throw us off as much, but it is some of the best of Wisconsin up there, and it is not very far from Chicago, but a world away as far as some of the excitement that you can have. And so, of course, the food, and you mentioned that as well. But for those people listening, kind of give them that idea. Of course, it's a big facility, but how far is it for a drive from people in Chicagoland?
It's a real easy drive. I go down to Chicago quite often. It's only about 2 hours from Chicago. Very simple to get up here, and you know, incredible hospitality. Lots of great places to park. Once people get into the facility, we see families park under a tree and, you know, lay out a picnic blanket and have a picnic. We call it America's National Park of Speed because if the cars weren't running on the track, you would think you're in a national park. And that's one of the real endearing things about us, is that the natural topography hasn't changed. And everybody can kind of get in the car, come up for an event. And lots of people camp up here as well. We have tons of campsites all around the facility. And you don't really have to leave after the race is over. If you don't feel like making that drive back to Chicago, you can stay until Monday at noon. So that's a great plus, because a lot of people – you know, they've had a good time and they want to relax. And, you know, if you go to a football game, you got to go home. If you go to a baseball game, you got to go home. Here, you don't have to go home. You can continue to enjoy the facility and all the amenities until the next day and then be relaxed and refreshed and head on back with the family.
So, that's actually pretty nice, John. I mean, you know, as many things as people, and of course we and the fans of the program love about racing, the thing you don't love is it's famous and often challenging race traffic. So to have the opportunity to kind of unwind, kind of decompress after the excitement, you know, and be there, I think is really great. It's great that you mentioned, though, you know, maybe Monday noon, you know, so you don't have people just kind of hanging out and maybe relocating and living there.
Right, absolutely. And another thing, too, is that if people really aren't interested in making the drive, we're offering IndyCar buses. This will be only Sunday, and it's very, very affordable, and all the information is available on our website, on our homepage. You can click on it and get a flyer for $90. You get a round-trip transportation on a custom coach, and you can bring in a small cooler and can really enjoy the event and then take the bus back. There's going to be, I believe, six locations where they're going to be picking people up from. Located in the Chicagoland area, and it's only $90, and that includes race tickets. So that's pretty good because you don't have to drive. You just kind of jump on the bus and let Road America do the driving.
You cannot beat that. I'm guessing that the location, as far as the pickups, will be at roadamerica.com. I'm guessing that you'll be able to find some information on that. To have that include a race ticket as well, that's pretty amazing. You're taking all the trouble out of the equation, just allowing people to get up there and enjoy it with you. To let the listeners know, we're talking with John Everett. He's communications director up at Elkhart Lakes Road America, America's National Park of racing. So one last time, let's talk about the website and what people can do, what they should do sooner rather than later to get their tickets and get up there and experience that race weekend with you.
Yeah, we recommend everybody to go check out roadamerica.com. Definitely click on the event page. Lots of stuff to read and get caught up on. If you get your tickets early, you can print them at home and then just bring them to the gate and they scan through. So that's one of the great things we like to do. Again, the bus trips are going to be running from a pickup location down in Skokie, Illinois. It's the day of the event for the Kohler Grand Prix. It's only $90. And it's great because you can come to the event and enjoy everything, not have to worry about parking, not have to worry about driving. But either way, traffic's never really a big problem, and parking's never a big problem, but we just want to give fans that option. And RoadAmerica.com, we've got all kinds of great things. Kids 16 and under get in free.
Yep.
Zip lining, go-karting, all kinds of wonderful amenities. We've got our new 7,500-square-foot paddock shop for people to get all kinds of souvenirs and jackets and hats. We like to say everything the fan could want and everything the racer could need. Are available there.
Nice.
And family fun zones and some of the most incredible concessions you've ever had. If you love going to the state fair and checking out some of the stands there, Road America's got a lot of the same stuff and a lot of racing going on around it, so it's pretty cool.
A lot of great reasons to get there, including, of course, the racing. And last thing, forgot to mention, it is the Kohler Grand Prix, so we've mentioned that, but are there any specific maybe sponsor activations or things going on related to some of the sponsors that people experience specifically on that day or race weekend?
Well, we've got a tremendous amount of sponsors that were very, very supportive of us. Obviously, Sargento Cheese, obviously Johnsonville Sausage. You know, we encourage everybody to sort of go around, and we're very fortunate that this is the land of wonderful sausage and cheese up here, and also incredible Kohler generators and Kohler products as well. They've been very supportive for this event. So we just encourage everybody to really come out and have a good time. Check everything out. Our Victory Lane is open for fans to kind of get close to the action once the winner comes into Victory Lane. Lots of pictures, opportunities, lots of places to snap selfies and post things on Instagram and Facebook. We encourage everybody to check us out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and make sure that they follow us for information about the event and post a lot of photos because there will be some contests coming up where fans can win prizes brought to you by Kohler. So that's going to be exciting, and we're going to be announcing a lot of that stuff soon.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's got all the things you know and love about racing. It's got the excitement of the Verizon IndyCar Series and then a lot of that hospitality that you guys have built in to an incredible and amazing setting. And it sounds like it's as fan-friendly as any situation I have heard of in professional sports. You got to get up there, roadamerica.com. Get up there and enjoy it. They'll even drive you as well. All that information is at the website, roadamerica.com. And John Everett, thanks so much for taking time out and sharing this with all the listeners. And thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you very much. We encourage everybody to check out the website, and we hope to see you here for the Kohler Grand Prix June 25th.